It was during the 20th century that industrialization of society made it possible to produce chemicals and biological war agents in a larger scale. Combined with inventions to disperse them over the enemy, made it possible to use them in a larger scale. During the First World War, the armies got stuck in static warfare, defending long lines of trenches. In order to break these static lines, clouds of toxic industrial gases were released that forced the enemy out of their trenches. Later on, designed agents such as mustard gas were introduced, adding the possibility to use it as a chemical barbed wire, making it dangerous for the enemy to enter an area for a longer period of time. Although these World War I battles produced large numbers of wounded and dead, they very often resulted in only minor changes at the front line. Finally, the discovery of atom splitting prior to World War II led to the construction and use of the atomic bomb over Japan. This weapon, with its massive destructive power, established new possibilities to strike against cities and other infrastructure in an entirely new dimension.